This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life here on IRIB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi. In the previous program, dear brothers and sisters, we were talking about the envious judge, the judge who was the head judge of the Muslim Ummah, appointed by Mutawakkil, the Abbasid Khalifa at the time of Muhammadul Jawad alayhi salam. And we saw how envious he became when the Khalifa sided with the young Imam at the age of 25, who had more knowledge than all the other judges. And he went according to the Imam's decree, verdict, and punished that thief. And here he talked about this with his good friend, the store owner, Zaraqa. And the judge said that he would not rest before or until he punishes the Imam. And Zaraqa tried to advise him against it, but he did not accept any advice. Why? Because envy had taken over his whole being, dear brothers and sisters. When envy takes over your whole being and you do not control it, you do not manage it, then you will see that you will commit acts which you never imagined that you would do only because you want to destroy that person. You want to destroy your friend or your colleague or whoever who got the promotion or whoever who was accepted in that university, which you also wanted but couldn't be accepted. You were not accepted. And you see that this envious feeling, this envy is taking over. And you do whatever you want to do to harm that person. You want to inflict harm. And this was the same thing that happened with this head judge. So the next day he went to the Khalifa and asked him, the judge went to the Khalifa and asked him, do you know what happened yesterday? Instead of suppressing the person whom a large number of Muslims consider as their imam and as the rightful Khalifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, who consider you to be unjust, you put him forward and strengthened him. Those who thought he was the rightful Khalifa are now saying, didn't you see? Even the Khalifa understands that he is higher. They are saying that he is better than others. What a big political mistake you made. He kept making statements like this to the Khalifa until the latter was convinced about killing the Imam alayhi salam. Eventually, they poisoned the Imam. You see how the head judge became corrupted because of envy, and that led him to inflict harm upon the Wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad alayhi salam, and eventually poisoned him.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Understanding reality will not come from reading books alone, dear brothers and sisters. And this is another subtopic within the topic of envy. Understanding reality will not come from reading books alone. Look and see how many scholars from different fields are in danger of this trait, envy. You see doctors, engineers, and scientists, they're all in danger of this disease, which is called envy. But the knowledge that has been praised in the Quran and traditions is a light that shines in one's heart. An example of this is the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. This knowledge, the knowledge of reality, the knowledge of the mortality of this world and the immortality of the next, is not achieved by reading alone. It is a light that is given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a person who has prepared himself to receive it. How do you prepare yourself? By reaching that elevated status where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you ilham, gives you inspiration, divine inspirations, where you will see the truth or you will feel resentment against these kind of traits. You will not allow these kind of traits to enter your character. And you will try to eliminate all those traits which are negative, and which what we call negative traits, radha'il. And when you have done so, dear brothers and sisters, you will see the illumination coming from within you. When you have reached the level where you are conscious and aware that this is my nafs, my ego, this envy is feeding my nafs right now. This anger is feeding my nafs right now. This lust is feeding my nafs right now. Only then, when you have reached this awareness, can you determine what to do and decide what steps you should take to reach your goal and eliminate these diseases. And if you cannot do it alone, please do ask help. Do go to someone who can help you. Call that person, go to that person who can help you to eliminate these disease. And we should check ourselves. And I have said it in previous programs also. As you go and check yourself with a doctor, you should check yourself with a spiritual doctor. If you go and check what your spiritual diseases are, only then can you also find the remedy for it. Before you reach a calamity, before you reach and do things where you never could imagine. So let us try, dear brothers and sisters, to practice this in our daily life. As soon as we feel that envy coming within us and trying to take over our nafs and our thoughts tries to concentrate only on that topic. Why did he get promoted and I didn't? Why did my friend get accepted in this university and I didn't? And so on and so forth. Try to stop it there. Think about the present. Not about the past. Not about the future, but about the present. Control your thoughts. And inshallah ta'ala, we will talk more about this topic in coming programs here for a better life on IRIB English Radio. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
All I need.
It's all I need.
All I need.
All I need.
Oh, oh, oh.
your love is all I need.